AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pushback. Many Republicans and even some Democrats oppose the just-concluded nuclear agreement with Iran. Among them, Republican presidential candidate and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who tells the Today Show,
"Infusing the largest state sponsor of terrorism with more money and more weapons, not a good deal."
Iran would get out from under billions of dollars in international sanctions in exchange for limiting its nuclear program for more than a decade. We'll hear more today from the president, who holds a news conference this afternoon. Congress begins holding hearings on the deal next week. We've seen the Mexican government video showing the notorious drug lord known as El Chapo escaping from a prison near Mexico City over the weekend. Here's our Tim McGuire.
The video shows Joaquin El Chapo Guzman pacing his cell. He sits on the bed, takes off his shoes, heads to the shower, stoops behind a wall, and is gone. The head of one of the largest drug cartels in the world dropping into a tunnel onto a modified motorbike for the one-mile journey to freedom. A former U.S. Customs official says the tunnel with lights and air pumps could take 2 years to dig. It was finished in the 16 months Guzman was in prison. Jim Dinkins says, when it's for the boss, you probably put that on high speed. I'm Tim McGuire.
Watch for interest rates to go up later this year. Fed Chief Janet Yellen is testifying before Congress today, and we've gotten a peek at her prepared remarks. She says the Fed will likely start raising interest rates later this year if the encouraging economic signs continue. But she says rates are likely to remain very low for quite some time, even after the first rate hike. Subaru is recalling some Impreza compact cars. This is to fix an airbag problem. The recall affects some 2012 Imprezas. This is AP Radio News. National Guard vehicles and heavy equipment are heading into the hardest hit area of eastern Kentucky this morning as crews prepare to resume searching for the missing from the floods there. Two people were killed and six disappeared in a flood that hit the area Monday afternoon. The Kentucky governor has declared a state of emergency to give local officials immediate access to state resources to help in the recovery efforts. The search area stretches more than 8 miles, according to authorities. Overseas, a 94-year-old former SS sergeant who served at the Auschwitz death camp has been convicted on 300,000 counts of accessory to murder. Oscar Gronig was then sentenced to 4 years in prison. He testified at his trial in Germany that he guarded prisoners' baggage after they arrived at Auschwitz and collected money stolen from them. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.